Making Popular Outcast production.
Episode 53. There's a fucking hair on my microphone that's tickling
my
face. I know,
there's fuzzers all over mine, too.
Mine's fine.
I do believe this is going to be our one-year anniversary type episode.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Aw, congratulations, guys.
Did somebody bring us flowers? Or chocolates?
No.
Nobody got us a cake?
No.
Our listeners are...
We had cake
to get up on
night.
That. Yeah, but it wasn't for that.
So much cake.
Oh my god.
Night.
Oh, that Ashley cake was
I,
so
Ashley
good.
And I shared because I had the graduation hats. So we
I saw what you did to that cake.
We didn't do it.
That cake was like murdered.
Josh did that.
Okay.
Josh cut off the top like that.
No, yeah. But like
the piece that we had,
it was just like the giant piece, and then there was like all the shit in it, and it just like looked like it exploded.
Yeah, there were forks because it was like the size of my head.
Yeah.
So I got like a bunch of forks because I was like, there people are gonna share, and then Ashley and I basically ate the whole thing by ourselves.
We did.
That's ridiculous.
I know,
we did get four gross. Forks because we're like, we're gonna share this with four different people, and then we ate like almost the
by
entire
the time,
thing with the two
by,
of
by
us.
The time that people were like hungry for cake, it looked like a battlefield. Mm-hmm. And they no longer wanted to share it with us.
Yeah. I think Liz did, though. Liz had a little bit.
Yeah, she did. A little. A tiny smidgen. Mm-hmm. It was delicious cake. Props to them. Because
yeah.
I'm not a cake person anyway.
Yeah, like, we had cake last night for the Mike's No Mike thing to congratulate the
graduating high schoolers. Or yeah. We don't have any college graduates, do we?
Because we hang out with
Jeff
high schoolers.
Is technically graduating... at the end of June.
Will he get a ceremony?
He is opting to not attend because he attended for his first bachelor's. And it was boring and it was long and we don't want to sit through it again.
Yeah.
Just give us the paper.
That's all we do. There's really no glory in walking unless you're...
I did not enjoy my high school graduation at all.
Oh, it was awful.
Oh, yeah.
Our class decided that because our colors were blue and gold... So they decided that girls should wear gold and blue boys should wear blue.
Which really is, gold is never a flattering color.
On anyone, I am a redhead.
Especially not those god-awful gowns.
Yeah. It was so...
And it was so hot there.
It was so fluorescent that it reflected off of my face.
Yeah.
It did.
And I was sitting next
to... I was so miserable.
I was sitting next to the boy in our... You know, I feel like in every class there's someone who's famous for body odor. And that's the guy whose last name was next to my last name. So we sat next to each other in, like, 80-degree gymnasium.
Yeah,
because
we had to sit in the gym.
And
well, we got
so
to
did
sing,
we.
We got to sing Piano Man, though.
No, we didn't.
I thought we did.
No, we didn't. What did we sing? I sang...
No, we sang... What the fuck did we sing?
We sang that Seasons of Love from Rent. Remember?
Oh, yeah, we did.
And I sang Memory. They had me sing Memory from Cats, which doesn't
yeah, I remember that.
Make sense.
And I think it was dumb, too, that like, we didn't get to choose. That's what we wanted to sing, Piano Man.
Yeah.
And our choir director was an asshole and was like, no, that's stupid. Here, sing this.
Yeah.
Like, it's our,
and our class
graduation.
Song, our class song was A Country Man Can Survive. Is that what it's called?
Yep. I don't
that was
fucking
our class
know.
Song.
That's what we walked out to.
So
we left school.
Ashley and I have a lot of issues
song.
From our high school, just like
clearly,
festering.
Clearly.
Our class festering voted there. On that.
Yep. Our class song was Eminem, "Lose Yourself."
Really,
I would have been okay with that.
That's
I would have been more okay with that.
They really wanted to do, it was between A Countryman Can't Survive and Don't Stop Believin'. And
yes,
Don't Stop Believin' would have been cliche and whatever, but at least it would have
been
sense.
Better than the alternative.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, because the somebody from the band decided to throw out the graduation march.
That's hilarious.
The I think it's called the recession.
Pomp and Circumstance.
No. There's a begin. I know that's yeah, yes. That's the name of the song. But there is a beginning portion of it where you walk into, and then there's a portion where you walk out to, and they're actually different, even though they sound exactly the same.
Huh.
So we walked into the regular one that was the beginning portion, but somebody from the band threw out the entire thing that was the end of it.
How do you do that?
Because everybody in the fucking band hates that song. It is the worst song to play. It is like a page long, and you go to the end and then go back to the beginning and play it again. And you repeat until everybody is done walking. And because the band lost the last part of the song, that you walk out to, they were like, well, let's just do
it. Wouldn't have been that hard, I'm sure, to find the sheet music on the internet. I mean, since it's only one page.
Line Mountain is so poor.
Too poor for sheet music.
I'm serious. They are that poor.
One time I printed out too many papers and I almost got written up.
And you're not allowed to make copies of sheet music. It's illegal. Yep. You have to buy each and every piece. It's so copyrighted. It's ridiculous.
I feel like time that the copyright on that has run out.
It has not.
Oh. Weird. Like the birthday song being fucking copyrighted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. It has not. So fucked up.
So yeah. Only one high school graduate that we know of came last night. Yeah.
But he got a cake.
He did. He was late. He was very late.
Whatever.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you guys.
He graduated high school. You can do what you want.
Yeah.
You're a free man now.
Woo!
Not really.
No. Because now you're going to college.
It only goes downhill from here, friends. Fun friends.
You will never have as much time and money and as little responsibility as you have had the past 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Say goodbye to your hopes and dreams.
Yep.
You will be as crushed as me someday. I hope he listens to this.
Hey, I'm working for him.
He does, or at least I know some of the other kids.
I really do only wish everyone the best.
Yeah.
I wish them the best, and but let's be realistic. It's not
plans change.
It does. Absolutely.
You always have the unexpected turn.
Yeah.
And then you go to college and realize that that's a colossal waste of time and money.
Didn't you want to be a dog groomer your whole life?
Yep. Since I was 16.
I thought so. I thought you talked about it in high school.
I didn't have a plan B. My guidance counselor was like, you need a plan B. And I'm like, why? I don't want a plan B. I like this.
My life goals change at least. The average is about once every 3 months.
Yeah.
And I'm 24 at this point.
Yeah.
I need to choose something.
It wasn't, I don't know why it wasn't hard for me. I just knew. I
want so much, I think. Yeah. There's so many things that I want that I end up sitting there watching them as they fly by.
Yeah. I knew what I want. I didn't know exactly how to do it. And now I'm doing it. I just need to raise a little money to build a shop.
Yes.
But I'm, I'm using my kitchen right now, which is fun.
Like, I've always wanted to be a writer. It's just the fact that you need a job to supplement being a writer until you have found some sort of success. You can't just go be a writer out of the bat. But the thing is, I need a job that will allow me enough time off to write. Like, and pay enough so that I'm not killing myself to make a living. And that's the hard thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that once I finally get my degree, I can just teach and have summers off and nights off and do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be handy.
Yeah.
What level of education are you looking at?
It depends. I think what I'd really like ultimately like to do is I'd like to get my master's in education and mm-hmm. teach at a community college, just because the pay grade is slightly better than that of a high schooler. And there, like, I think that I would have a lot of trouble in high school because those kids don't want to be there. Or at least, like, there's a margin of kids yeah. that are just going to be assholes. Whereas mm-hmm. at a community college, like, they're paying to go
and,
there.
Like, you would have no control over, because, like, if there is an English position open, you don't know if you're going to be teaching, like, you know, the kids yeah. who are in, like, high academic, like taking AP English and shit.
Or you might get stuck with, which I'm sure when you're new.
The kids who barely want to be at school.
I'm sure when you're new, it's easier to get stuck in the, yeah. like, the lower track classes. Yeah. End up teaching American literature, which I hate.
Ugh.
Hate that shit. A lot of Tom Sawyer.
Not that Mark Twain is bad. It's just
we like Mark Twain.
You know what
I've
realized?
Is that like a edit out the name thing? Go on. Yeah.
Just beep it for no reason.
I have no idea what the correlation is, but I started a job at Things Remembered, mm-hmm. and there's like a... You do a lot of engraving there, because everything is... You can personalize. yeah, I made Bill a Podfather thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Purple. It's I'm gonna take a picture of
it. It's so cool. I love it. That was one of the practice things I did. But
a pair of glasses. I'm guessing you just like type this all into a machine and then it doesn't.
It's in a computer. It is a computer that looks like it probably is from the 80s. Aww. It is white and it's freaking massive. It is held up by a paperback book.
Huh.
And it doesn't have color in it. It's just the black screen with the white.
Oh, wow.
Type on it. That's it. And everything you have to, like, use the keyboard for. There's no mouse. You have to, like, F1, F2, you know, do all that. And then it sends it to the engraver. And you just got to position everything. Anyway, where I was getting with this was there's a quote book that you can read a bunch of, like, you can pick, you know, little quotes mm-hmm. in case people don't know what they want. A lot of Mark Twain in there. Whole
really?
Lot of Mark Twain.
That's strange.
I'm just like... Why?
I don't know.
Maybe the company was started by his family.
Yeah, I'm just like, he's good. There's other people.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not the only one. I don't know why they did mostly him, but...
That's a great question.
I don't know, it was very weird. And it was one of the first things I noticed, too, and I was like, does this company really like Mark Twain? It was like my first day. I just noticed that there was... Every other page had Mark Twain on it.
I really want to ask Bill what he thinks about beeping that.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
Mark Twain. What the hell were they saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like last week. Suicide bathtub. What is that? You should listen to find out.
Yep.
That's all I wrote on the freaking Facebook thing.
I saw that. That was...
And Emily was just like, I'm scared.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah,
I completely forgot what it was about, and I was too lazy.
I just remembered a lot of random, like, oral sex talk throughout that I'm pretty sure I started. Yeah. Sorry, listeners.
Don't
apologize to them.
No.
They want it.
They love it.
They were asking for it.
They were listening. They clearly wanted it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. No.
They should have never wore those short earphones.
What?
Shouldn't have put in those earbuds.
Ooh. Those sexy earbuds. Those are skinny little things.
Your sexy little earbuds.
No.
We should do an episode someday just in like swanky late night radio voices.
Oh, God.
Oh, that would be awful.
Hello,
and wonderful.
Listeners.
Do like a Playboy radio show.
How's the Girls on Girls podcast.
Where we talk
Nights.
About nothing and everything.
After dark. Dun-an-an-dun.
Where we make craft sexy.
We
do.
Do you ever wonder what we're wearing when we're sewing?
No.
It's our pajamas most of the time.
Okay, I don't think you know what sexy is, Ashley.
I
we'll
do
work
not.
On it. I'll give you a. We'll do a seminar.
I have no idea how to flirt. No idea how to flirt.
You don't need to know.
You just blink at people. Is that it?
Right. Yeah.
You just
bat
smile.
Your eyelashes.
Oh, is that what it's called?
You have to give them a monetary donation. Sometimes I get prostitution and flirting confused with each other.
Oh, yeah.
No, here's how flirting works. You go to the bar, but you have to bring, like, a satchel of cookies or sandwiches. And then you have to find your quarry.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go up to them and be like, hey, I made you a sandwich. And you give them the sandwich. And then they love you.
Because the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
It's through a sandwich.
No.
Men love sandwiches.
Yes. Yes.
There we go. God, I finally got
everyone loves sandwiches.
What if I'm looking after a woman?
Everyone loves sandwiches. I just said that.
I love sandwiches. It's true.
Yeah, like, find me a person who doesn't like a sandwich, and I'll show you...
Sandwiches.
...someone who doesn't really exist.
Right? How do you not like a sandwich? It's, like, perfect. You can put, like... It's an entire meal, like, that you can
right
carry.
There.
It's perfect.
Do you know that sandwiches were created because...
Earl of Sandwich.
Were they?
Yes.
Nah.
That's why they're called sandwiches.
I don't know if that's true.
I am not making it up. I'm not fucking with you. I swear to God, the Earl of Sandwich, it was like one of the first people that was like, hey, I can put my meat on my bread for dinner instead of eating them separately.
Yeah.
What a genius.
Right?
Yeah, because they were getting their hands dirty and they wanted it to be portable.
Mm.
So they put the meat and the cheese in the bread. It was mostly stale.
I just can't imagine living before then and just being like, oh, gotta eat my meat. Oh, fresh, gotta eat my bread.
Yeah, back then, fresh bread was not something that came along very often.
No.
Most of the time it was stale.
It's so depressing.
Mm-hmm. I watched the Super... Did I talk about this? The Supersizers Go?
I don't believe so.
It's a BBC show that only had 2 seasons, I believe.
Hmm.
And then it was canceled, but it's this these 2 people that are friends. The one is a comedian, the other one is a food critic, they go like and dress up in period time, dress, and then spend an entire week eating what you would eat during that time period.
That sounds awful.
Like, the one time they did the 70s, the one time they did Victorian, one time they did Renaissance.
Really depends what
they
time
did. The
you're
Great Depression in England. Yeah.
Shitload of baked beans.
Yeah.
Gross. Yep. I don't understand English people and baked beans. It's disgusting.
I don't think they ate baked beans the entire time.
Well, I'm sure they had other foods,
but yeah. Yeah.
But it's apparently it's a huge thing there.
The one time they lived as royalty in the Victorian era, and that for the first half of it, and then they played like Queen Elizabeth and Queen and King Henry. He was the one beheaded, right?
That was during the Renaissance era. The King Henry VIII. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
He was Elizabeth's father.
Marie Antoinette and Louis the 16th.
Yes. They played as them in the first half, and then they went until they were beheaded. They actually ate like their last meal because they went into hiding before they were beheaded. And then for the last like 2 or 3 days they played peasants.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting.
Where they wouldn't eat any French food because, you know, they hated France at that time because the peasants overturned the kingdom and...
Yeah, the French Revolution.
It was so cool. It was so fun. I really liked that show. Bill thought it was fucking stupid, but...
of course he
did.
It's fine.
I showed Mike Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares. We watched the Amy's Bakery Company.
I've never seen that show.
Oh my God.
Oh, was that the place that were, like, buying frozen cakes and, like, selling them as, like...
Yeah.
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 Wait, what?
She was crazy.
It was a whole, like, internet scandal thing.
Someone
was running a bakery, but she would, like, buy frozen cakes from other places.
Yeah. But she also had, like, other food and stuff.
Yeah.
But she said that everything is homemade and everything is... And then it came out that, like, her baking... All of her baked goods were pre-made.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, I don't understand. They're made here. And he's like, you buy them and bring them in. They're not made here. Well, they're defrosted here.
Oh, Jesus.
That doesn't... And then she, like, called everybody, like, internet haters. And, like, her husband would kick people out of the restaurant just for not liking her food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they did a Amy's Baking Company Revisited, where they, like, because it blew up on Reddit and Facebook and everywhere. And people actually just kept going to... the company.
People like, kept going, leave it alone.
Yeah, they kept going to the restaurant just to see if they were that crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They did a Reddit Ask Me Anything with one of the ex-waitresses
that
they had fired. Yeah, it was just insane. And they were still running. Like, they did a Revisited, like, a year later, and they were still in business. And it's like, why have you not shut down?
Because people are going there to see if it's really as awful as TV made it seem.
Yeah. Maybe they're getting, I don't know, maybe they're making a little bit of money off of being crazy.
Yeah. Any advertising is good advertising. She said that she has, like,
my favorite part was, I have three boys, but they're trapped in cat bodies. And she's like, but that's okay because I speak cat. And then she goes, meow, 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 meow.
Ew. Gross.
Do you know adult cats only meow to talk to humans? They don't meow to talk to each other.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they'll growl and hiss, but they don't, like, try to get each other's attention by meowing at each other. It's something they develop to talk to people.
Nuh-uh. Really? That's awesome.
Oh, that's so
cool. I read it on the internet, so it's true.
It has to be true.
It makes sense, though, because
I want that to be true. True.
I've never seen my cats, like, talk to each other. They just sit next to each other indifferently and occasionally purr, but not often. There's usually a lot of yelling and hitting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess interesting.
Cats.
Kitty cat. I'm a cat.
I'm a kitty meow, cat. Meow, meow, and a meow, meow, meow.
Cats in a basket. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So I dropped a chair on my foot last night.
Yeah, you did. Wow. How's it feeling?
It sucks. Oh, my God.
I started to bruise, like, immediately.
Yeah, I was pulling a table backwards, and I didn't pull the chairs out of the way first, and one of the chairs fell over and, like, cracked me on the top of my foot.
Hmm.
It sucks.
That's
a lot.
That's awful.
I don't think it's broken. I mean, it doesn't hurt to, like, wiggle my toes, so I think I'm okay, but it just, yeah. That's a big nasty bruise happening right now.
Oh, I bet.
Yep.
Because I'm smart.
I keep hurting myself with my grooming stuff.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know why I keep doing that. I stabbed myself in the thumb the other day. Yeah.
With what?
There's a little piece of wire that sticks out of my clippers when I go to change the blade. It's right there. And if I'm not paying attention, I constantly stab myself with it. Oof. It's one of those things where I just have to take a couple screws off and, like, bend something back, but I just haven't done it.
Because you never remember to, unless you're in the middle of a groom.
Yeah. So, like, I stab myself and then I'm bleeding and I'm doing, like, a white dog and I'm like, I'm gonna get a Band-Aid. That'll bleed all over you, because that would be bad.
I went to my friend's mom's house to cut her hair, because she's kind of immobilized right now. She had, like, a stroke, and now she's having some, like, other health problems.
Mm-hmm.
So I went there to cut her hair, and on the way there, my friend works at a hardware store, and I had recently bought a couple rose bushes there, and then I decided I wanted two rose bushes of the same color. It got to me. Them being two different colors got to me. So I was like, hey, can I exchange one of my bushes? And she's like, oh, yeah, that's fine. So I'm taking it out of the car. I'm changing the two bushes. And I drop the one rose bush and slash up my finger with thorns before I'm going to cut her mom's hair.
Mm.
Yep.
I'm awesome.
Yep. I have three different color rose bushes outside.
Oh, yeah?
One's, the only one that bloomed last year was the one that I think is dead now, which is really kind of sad.
Bummer.
It's the only one that didn't really come back at all. Mm. I have one that's almost black, one that's pink, and one that is red.
Mm.
And the one that is red is supposed to be a climbing one.
Cool.
So I really hope, and I got it at Ollie's, but it's actually doing really, really well.
Nice.
But the pink one is the one that I had one flower on it last year, which is weird because normally when you plant a brand new rose bush, they're not going to bloom the first year.
Yeah, I got established rose bushes, so I mean they've already got a shitload of blooms.
No, these are sticks.
I'm not that patient.
I got sticks.
I will kill them if they're not already like thriving.
I ordered them out of a catalog and I got sticks.
Yeah, you probably got like the $10 just like
yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what it is.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
But yeah, so but that was the one that like I was, you know, weeding out my garden this year to get everything started, and I was like, oh, this is loose, and I was like, this was the top of the rose bush.
Wow.
I really hope the roots and everything are okay down there. I keep putting like Miracle-Gro and stuff on it. I'm just like, please come back. The rest of my flowers are doing good.
The kind I got are a hybrid called Blue Girls. And they're supposed to be, like, a white with just, like, a touch of, like, lilac color to them to make them look almost Ooh. Blue. But I guess it's not, like, a perfect hybrid because mine are kind of, like, a super pale pink.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm a little bummed out because I got them because I wanted blue roses because how fucking cool is that?
Yeah.
Well, that's why I got the almost black ones.
Yeah. Well,
like, you're not guaranteed to get black, but you're guaranteed to get at least get an extremely dark red,
mm-hmm.
which is still cool.
Yeah,
my other options were like various shades of pink, yellow, and red. They didn't have any like the cool ones this year, like the peach colored ones or like the yellow with the red edges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom has like a peach rose bush that she has kept alive for like close to 20 years.
Nice. I went to plant mine yesterday, so and there's pretty. Just too many fucking roots and rocks in the ground, so I think I'm just gonna go and get, like, those giant decorative flower pots from Ollie's and so just have potted roses.
I have a couple of those. Yeah, I actually put them in the garden.
Nice.
Because last year I was like, I'm not really sure what's going to grow and what's not.
Because, mm-hmm.
Like I said, everything came in sticks and bulbs and nothing really looks like plants. So I planted everything in pots and then just set it out in the garden and have been watering it like it's in the ground. And then this year, as everything's growing, I'm like, okay, you're obviously getting way too big for this pot, so I'm going to put you over here. And, like, so that way I can decide exactly where I want everything without having to, like, unearth everything.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. I know where I want my bushes because I want them to like weave themselves into the trellis of the gazebo.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. And I've got this one weird climbing perennial plant that has these like big hot pink like pointy petaled star-shaped flowers, and I have no idea what the fuck they are. I did not plant them. Just keeps coming back every year. I mean, they're cool looking.
But I started doing some hanging baskets, too, outside. I have a succulent, and I think it's a spider plant.
Hmm.
I was like, I think I want hanging baskets out here. I've been spending so much time outside and in the garden and stuff. I feel happier. Like, as I get outside and I spend more time in, like, natural lighting.
Fresh air, yeah.
I feel so good.
You like, guys
natural
are making,
sunlight's good for
you're
you.
You're making me think of Kevin Seibert's joke from last night.
Oh, the gardening what? Thing.
Yeah,
the
I love that.
Grass grow.
Watching the grass God. Grow.
I'm like, why can't I remember Kevin said, oh, because
he was
opened.
First. Yeah. just like listening to you talk, and I'm like, oh, Kevin, you were right. You were right, my friend.
I was about to say something like, Ed Kelsey couldn't care less.
Oh, I couldn't.
Hey,
I'm not a gardener.
I am the epitome of like, That is me, though, like, watching grass grow. Like, I love watching my garden, like, grow and stuff like that. And on the other note, the other side of that joke was that he, like, is probably like, oh, that movie was so boring. It's like watching grass grow. And the person's, like, putting it on their instant queue because they probably think
it's on
good.
Netflix, you say?
Yeah. That is me because I watch really boring BBC shows.
Yeah.
I love British comedy.
I don't really call lot of that boring. Well, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't call it. I love stereotypically.
I love British people comedy.
Call it dry
people, humor.
Yeah, people call it.
I don't
it,
think it's boring.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's just my. I'd rather watch that than most things.
Yeah,
and I'm not a gardener. Fuck that shit. I don't care.
I'd rather watch that.
I
than,
just
like,
can't
Teen
bring
Mom
myself to care. I
it's
don't care.
Fine.
I
don't
want
have to.
I've tried. I've tried to care about whether a plant lives or dies, but I don't. Like, on a big scale, like, I don't want people to tear a rainforest down. Yeah. I don't like it when people are, like, deforesting areas. But it's, so, like, on a big scale. But on a little scale, just one little...
I don't give a shit about houseplants.
I don't.
It's fine. You don't
I
have
note to. To self, never have Kelsey house sit in my house.
Right?
Well, I could take. I care about animals and humans if there was a small human for me to take care of. Sir.
Which,
yeah,
by
but
the way,
I don't want all my houseplants to die because you don't care about them.
When we go
if
away next week.
If you gave me a regiment.
Anyway.
I'm going to add the plants to your regiment next week.
Okay.
It's easy.
Ashley's regimen or mine.
Whoever, I don't care.
I was just kidding because we were just discussing how
fill the
die.
Watering can.
Water
done.
Plants. Got it.
Oh, I actually had to put the water in the plants?
Yeah, it's helpful.
Oh.
It's going to get warm.
Kelsey,
they're gonna
I'll
get
do
thirsty.
It. It's okay.
No, I was kidding. She was looking at you.
And the chickens are outside now.
Yeah.
The chickens are the fuck out of my house.
I am watching Aislinn's house.
In a week and a half.
In a week and a half.
Aww.
I have it on my schedule.
Where cool. are you guys going? Or don't you want
we're
to
go- No, it's fine. We're taking Morgan on her like second ever family vacation. We're going to... we're taking a 2-day trip down to Baltimore.
Aw, that'll be nice.
Yeah, take her to the aquarium and the zoo, and there's a couple like kids' museums. And
she'll love that.
Take the water taxi around.
Sweet.
Maybe the dragon paddle boats.
She's getting to the age you should go to Sesame Place. That
yeah.
place is awesome.
Yeah,
I've never been there.
I've never been.
I went to it when I was little.
Probably
and
take her to
so
like
much fun.
Dorney then too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she's getting she's a little bit young yet, but when she's like 5 or 6, she'd totally love it.
Oh, totally.
That's about when my mom took me and my brother. We were joking about it the other day because I guess my mom was talking about it with her physical therapist. And I was like, I was in the kitchen making her potato salad and stuff for dinner because I'm like, I'm a nice daughter and I help people out.
Yeah.
And she's in a wheelchair right now. She can't really go anywhere. And, she's like talking to the physical therapist in the living room. She's like, yeah, we went to the Sesame Place and I had to put my kids on like this leash kind of thing. And I was like, yeah, she put us on leashes. Did you get that? Her children on leashes. And my mom's like, I had to. Your brother would have ran away. I was like, I wasn't going to. How much of an injustice is that? She's like, it wouldn't have been fair to put one and not the other. And I'm like,
no.
Leashes, Mom. Your
yeah.
children.
I've thought about it, but I was, no, it's, no.
I understand, though. If I was the mother of
your brother,
my brother, I would have given him up for adoption.
Ouch.
It's
harsh, man.
No, it's not.
Okay.
He was a freaking handful. My
what
mom.
I hear.
Yeah, my mom is a saint. And I am not good with kids, so, you know. Leashes wouldn't have been... Yeah. I don't think you can give your kids up for adoption just because you just
yes,
want to.
Yes, you can.
I'm pretty sure it's like firing someone. You don't have to have a reason. You just kind of, like, call child services and it's just like, take my kid, please.
Yeah, you can, well, you know, there's, you... You don't really hear about people.
By the way, I was saying that jokingly. I don't actually think that about my brother. Anyway,
it's okay,
go ahead,
Ashley.
Go ahead. Sorry.
You but do, now but now you're concerned because people in your family listen. It's
yeah.
fine.
But now I am curious about the adoption thing.
Adoption. Well, you know, there are certain reasons that a child will be put up for adoption. Most commonly, it's because the child was placed into foster care because the parents were found to be incompetent
yeah.
to take care of the child. And then they have a certain amount of time to get their shit together.
Mm-hmm.
or their kid, they will lose the rights to their child and their child will be put up for adoption. In the case of my parents, my mom was really, really sick and my dad was really abusive and my dad had no interest in me whatsoever. And I was put into foster care because, like, my mom was in the hospital all the time and, like, I was seen, like, alone. Like, I was always alone and stuff like that, missing school, that kind of thing. But when it came time for, like, because my mom, like, she basically said, you know, I'm going to be sick my whole life. I'm going to be, like, she would be in the hospital for months at a time. And she gave up the rights to me. So, that being said, like, you either, if you get your rights taken away, if you're incompetent, and then the child can be put up for adoption, or you can give up the rights. Yeah. I think that, like, I am actually not sure how it works when a kid is older. I know you, when you're a baby,
you can drop off at a police station or a fire station or anything. Or a hospital.
But I've never really thought about an older child.
Speaking of the dropping them off, like, it is supposed to be no questions asked.
Correct.
I was watching the news with my mom a couple months back where they had a thing where they dropped off somebody dropped off a baby in a baby seat with all of its stuff and left it at a fire station.
Yeah.
They were trying to find the mother.
Why?
Because I guess they saw it as, like, abandoning her child, but I was like, you're allowed to do that. Clearly, this end left the birth certificate.
I think it's at the hospital.
No, it did. They did not leave the birth certificate, because if they would have left the birth certificate, then they would have had the name. But they did leave, like, this is the name of the child, you know, like, and they left, like, a little note. But
I feel like there are some places that you can't do, even though it's supposed to be, like, well known that, like, police stations and fire stations, you can do that. I feel like not all fire stations, because especially in, like, in Pennsylvania, most of our fire stations are, like, volunteer, and there's not always people there.
I was under the impression that it was only hospitals. Or am I wrong?
Hospitals, it's definitely, like,
I had
to go to the ER and saw the bassinet, like, 2 weeks ago. It's very sad.
Didn't we look this up?
Did we? I know we did.
I feel like we did. There was a certain fire stations and police stations that you can do it. You have to go online and find if they're taking
them.
Like, if they will accept them, I think. But yeah, I was a little upset. I was like, this person left it, and she didn't just leave the child in the cold or whatever. She made sure that there was somebody there, knocked on the door, and then ran. You know, like, it's not one of the things, I'm saying mother, but I don't really know. But, you know, like, this person decided that they did not want a child anymore. And they, as far as I'm concerned, did the responsible thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Okay, National Safe Haven Alliance. You can leave your baby up to 28 days old with an administrative, managerial, or security personnel at any hospital in Pennsylvania.
That's what I thought.
Oh, okay.
Pennsylvania, we are a strictly hospital state, and it has to be within 28 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Some places, it's up to a year, but we are not one of those, apparently. Huh. Oh, yeah, they have all the little, yeah, there's symbols next to a, what a, what's the key for the symbols? Of course there's not a key for the symbols. Why would you not? Why?
I mean, why would you have to know that?
There's an H. There's what looks like an ambulance symbol, like the six-point thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing, like, maybe you can just call an ambulance. The fire shield. There's something with two people.
Yeah, I know that you have to leave it with a person.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And it is a no questions asked thing.
Yeah, they do prefer if you, like, fill out some kind of paperwork for medical records.
Yeah.
Okay, what are the little things? Hospital, medical facility, EMS professional, fire station, police department, adoption agency, worship center. Ugh. So in some places, you can drop your baby off at a church.
Hmm.
What do you know?
The more you know.
Yeah. What's that little leaf symbol?
By a tree.
A birthing center.
Oh, okay.
A leaf.
By a special birthing tree.
They chose a leaf for that.
That's natural not misleading. Family planning? Kind of, you know, I don't know.
What?
Birthing center.
Ugh. Yeah, there's all kinds of restrictions. 30 days, 21 days, 45 days.
How would they know for sure, though? Do they need a birth certificate? I'm not making any plans. I'm just curious. Like, I don't know how they would know baby,
for sure.
Like, are they going to just be like...
Well, you chop off a leg and just count the rings, right?
Totally.
Ashley. That's how you tell them. I am unshockable. But that made me grimace.
No, I think you can look at, like, the child's teeth to see how old they are.
Yeah, after you pull them out of their face.
They could go by,
babies don't have teeth.
Oh, shit.
You idiot. It took me a little bit too long.
I was just going to let that one go.
This is why.
It took me several seconds, but.
I should not have children. Do you see?
They're just born with full
chompers. I should have my doctor listen to me on this podcast and be like, this woman needs to be sterilized. Do you hear this? Do you hear me speaking? That was a legitimate thought that I had.
I'm sure they take them to a doctor.
I was serious.
And do tests on, because, like, they're different stages of development. The babies have different motor skills.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
So, and they lose certain reflexes after a certain point in time. So.
Okay.
I have a kid. I've learned this stuff.
You should know these things.
Right? I'd be an awful parent if I didn't.
You should have an answer to my stupidity.
Yeah, it's...
Because you're a good mom.
Yeah, I try.
I am the mother of a pug who is overweight.
Yes. By the way, I got that Pug Life shirt. I couldn't not.
You had to.
I had to.
It was awesome. Isn't that an adult t-shirt? Or
mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't know if that was for you or for...
No. Mine. Morgan. All mine.
That's funny. When she gets older, she's going to steal all your clothes.
Oh, she already has. She, got into my t-shirt drawer the other day and stole a t-shirt I had gotten from Think Geek, which you also have because I gave you it because they sent me two for some reason. It's got the old style of My Little Ponies, and it says OMG Ponies, but it's spelled PWN like you've been pwned. So she got ponies. This t-shirt out of my drawer, took off her own shirt, and was wearing it as a dress.
Aww.
I'm like, all right, fine, whatever, I don't care. And actually, it doesn't fit her that bad. Where's the shirt? Where's the pug shirt?
My niece will, like, constantly steal there my shoes. Obviously, they're way too big on her, but...
Pug life.
Nice.
It's fantastic.
That is awesome.
It's a pug with a headband on.
Yes.
And the headband is... The bow is at the top.
Yes. It's fantastic.
I like to wear headbands like that.
Me too. I don't do it that often, though.
I don't.
Because they never stay still.
I have to put in bobby pins.
I know.
I have to bobby pin the headband.
And my child steals all my bobby pins and like, just...
Nah.
So, yeah, I need to go buy more bobby pins. They're all, like, stretched out and jacked up.
I have, like, a million of them. Bobby pins.
1 million bobby pins.
Bobby pins and hair ties are those things that, seriously, you have... thousands of,
or none if you are the type of person who
but
just
can
like
never,
systematically loses
yeah,
them
but yeah. Can never find a single one of them.
I don't know where they go.
They disappear into Narnia. They go the same place as the other sock.
Yeah, probably.
Ugh. Wherever that mystical place is
behind the dryer. That is where the other sock goes. I'm not even kidding. I don't know how many times I've lost a sock and then found it later behind the dryer. I don't know how the fuck it got there.
Normally, actually, when I lose
probably
socks...
Probably because your basement is haunted.
When I lose socks, I usually lose them on the way downstairs. So they're just laying in, like, the living room or something because they fell out of the basket.
That makes sense. Speaking of losing things... So, this was, like, a week and a half ago. I'm in my room. Morgan's... dicking around with stuff. I'm putting away laundry, and seemingly out of nowhere, she's got these two black pair of ladies' underwear from Victoria's Secret that I am unfamiliar with. And I'm like, what? Where did you get these from? And I look at them and I'm like, maybe they're mine? They could have been mine at one point in time. Like, they're a little small, so maybe they're from before I was pregnant. I was like, where did these come from? So I sent a message to Kelsey. I was like, weird question, but are you missing any underwear?
Yeah, and I really racked my brains too, but I was like, I have never owned black Victoria's Secret underwear. Okay. I buy the cheap black underwear from Target.
I have black Victoria's Secret underwear, but mine are always large.
Yeah, mine too. These were mediums, and I'm just like,
that is a weird.
I was like, okay. I was like, I don't know exactly where these maybe came they're Jeff's. From.
No, I don't think you'd wear a medium.
No, they were definitely worn and washed, and the crotch wasn't stretched out, so they weren't worn by a dude. So,
oh yeah.
I'm thinking they fell into a box of VHS tapes that she was playing in, right. And I just never noticed. And playing with the VHS tapes, she just was like, I've got black underwear.
All right.
Sure.
That's funny.
So weird. This underwear came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like a gift from God.
I was like, Did I lose these and forget? Did you somehow steal Kelsey's underwear? Where did these come from?
So they were small? Like, so you were a large in Victoria's Secret? Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. Although their larges are laughable, depending on the cut.
I know. And they put them all in the bottom damn drawer.
Well, I always get the ones from... Well, okay, no. I always get those coupons for free underwear. So sometimes it's from the table, sometimes it's from the drawer.
Mm-hmm.
But the large selection is never that great.
Nope, never. Actually, the last time I bought underwear, I didn't buy anything but black and white ones. They were all black. Because every single one that I liked, every cut that I liked was black.
I want to start doing that because it would, like... Because it bothers me when I... don't match, but I never do because I just kind of want to start buying all one color. That way I never have to worry about it ever again in my life.
All of my bras are different colors.
And I don't like bright underwear anyway. Really. It eeks me out. It's too much.
What am I? Okay, mine don't. Wait.
They kind of do.
Yeah, I'm wearing neutral colors.
Yeah, I have like black and white stripes that are like the hip hugger ones, but they basically are almost boy boxers. I love them, except for they're not as long in the leg. And then just the Victoria's Secret.
I'm wearing
fancy
flower.
I'm wearing a blue Victoria's Secret bra, and the underwire is coming out of the side, so it's constantly poking me in the breast. I didn't realize that when I threw it on this morning, but halfway through my day at work, I was just like, what is this pain?
I actually push it back in and hot glue it fast.
Oh, that's interesting.
It doesn't... I rarely wash my bras, and even when you do, it doesn't really come unwashed when you wash hot glue. So
I want to live in a world where I don't have to wear a bra anymore. That's right? My dream.
But then you run, and shit just goes every day.
I can't not wear a bra. Like,
Yeah, you're different.
I don't have that option.
Your face. You're different.
Kelsey is sizist.
No, I'm not. You just have. You can't. It's hard to compare my breast experience with your breast experience.
Yeah, if I'm not wearing a bra, then.
Because I'm sure that it feels completely different to be you.
Yeah, yeah. They're heavy to begin with, even with a bra. And if I'm not wearing a bra, then they're just uncomfortable.
Because I have a side piece tattoo that I get worked on. Well, it's done now, but I used to get it worked on every couple months and stuff. And, like, he would work on the top, and I wouldn't be able to wear a bra. And, like, I wouldn't wear a bra to work and just wear a tank top underneath, and no one would notice.
I mean, you're also wearing like a baggy-ish polo shirt.
True facts.
I would need a very large polo.
Yeah.
Well, you get one of those like spandex tank tops.
Yeah, like what I'm wearing. They're really nice.
That shit doesn't hold anything up.
Oh. I don't know.
Fucking built-in bras are the funniest thing ever invented. God, right? That is the stupidest fucking invention for anybody over a B cup.
Well, they don't work for little breasted people either.
What are they for?
It's just a happy fantasy.
What are they for?
I don't know.
Who are those for?
I don't know. People who have unnaturally perky breasts. That's who.
Yeah.
Who is that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But this is from Body Central, and it's like made of like spandexy material, so it just sucks everything in.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice. I like it.
I like the tank tops from Target. They're very long.
I've gotten one.
They're very, very long. I like to get them when they're on clearance. Every now and then, yeah, I'll go over, and they're like, oh, these are $4, and as long as you don't really care what color you get, you just pick it up anyway.
I need to buy some tank tops, because I don't...
Because they're built very well.
Yeah.
And they're just longer, which is good for me.
Yeah, I picked up a whole bunch when I was working at the theater, but now, like, I've had them for so long, they're kind of all stretched out.
Yeah, I get like that.
Need new ones.
Hells yeah.
Word.
I still haven't had a chance to go and search for bras.
I haven't bought a new bra in...
It's been over
an embarrassingly long time.
It has been over a year for me, at least.
It's been over 2 years for me.
Oh. That's probably too long.
Yeah. I'm too poor.
Right.
Like, I
bras are expensive.
They are.
And I'm a bra snob. Like, I wish that I could buy a Target bra and be happy. But I love
Target bras don't super. Fit anybody.
They don't. They are who are they shaped pointed. For? They're strangely pointed, and I don't like them.
I found one that almost fit at Target.
Mm.
And for a while, I really, really liked them. And they only cost like $10.
Hmm.
But then for whatever reason, after I washed them like once or twice, they all they all got misshapen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I couldn't wear any of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was awful. I was like,
Victoria's really Secret might be expensive, but they fit you forever. And
did you put them in the washing machine?
Yeah. I do that with all my bras. I never dry them.
Do you have a front loader or top loader?
Top loader.
Don't put your bras in the washing machine.
Why?
Because they're supposed to be hand washed. Because especially like with top loaders, it jacks up the material.
Hmm.
Yeah. Like you'll get a longer life out of your bra if you hand wash them and dry them flat.
Hmm.
I know it's a pain in the ass.
I know.
I'm aware, but they'll fit better for longer.
That's a good tip. Mm-hmm. And I know I should.
Trying to find like large size bras. Lane Bryant has
I know, I was thinking of going to
I don't know where the closest Lane Bryant is though.
Yeah, right. My mom suggested JCPenney.
Maybe.
Because apparently they have a good bra section, or at least they used to.
I always look at Boscov's bras too. They don't look terrible.
Yeah.
I'm just skeptical.
I guess I need something larger. I need something larger than a double D.
Closest Lane Bryant is the outlets at Hershey.
Lane Bryant.
Of course it is.
Yeah, for larger size bras, you are more than likely going to have to go to a city or at least somewhere with, like, outlet shopping.
Mm-hmm. Which is sad.
I want to go to a place.
Oh, hey, you guys go to Gettysburg. There's a Lane Bryant in Gettysburg.
Oh, yeah, they do have the outlets there.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Maybe I will go. I love Gettysburg. I think we're going to go... We're definitely going this year. We just don't know when. We're going to go for like a day and a half trip or something.
How far is the drive? How long?
Like an hour and a half.
Oh, that's not bad at all. I thought it was farther away.
Mm-mm. You guys... You should go wine tasting. They have a lot of wineries down there.
Ooh, I like wine. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
I really want to go to Gettysburg around Halloween when they're doing their haunted tours.
Yes!
That would be
awesome. When we should go.
Because it would just be fun to hear all of those stories and things like that. I would enjoy it.
Depending on which one you go to, their storytelling can either be really, really good or really, really sucky.
Yeah.
I really like the Sleepy Hollow's ghost tour.
Ooh, I would enjoy that a lot.
Their company is so good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
They more focus on the storytelling than they do on the, ooh, let's sit here and wait till we hear a ghost. We're not going to hear a ghost. That is not going to happen.
The storytelling is the more important thing.
Tell me a lovely story. Yeah. And you go and it's like sunset and such a pretty town.
Mm-hmm. I used to go all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah, we normally park somewhere in the city and then just walk.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Because it's not very large to walk.
Do you get a hotel there?
We normally get a hotel about, like, right out of town.
Cool.
We've stayed at two different hotels, and I'm going to be the spokesperson for Priceline, but we go in Priceline because we're cheap, and we don't have a lot of money. And last time, we stayed in a place that had... It had two queen-size beds, but they were very small queen-size beds. Like, they were smaller than our bed.
Hmm.
And it was, like, a handicapped room. So, like, the shower head and everything was, like, lower than normal.
Oh, weird.
And it was just awful to stay in. And the beds were so small. And Bill was like, I call this one, you sleep in that one.
Heh.
So we actually slept in separate beds because he was like, I never get this chance. I want one time to sleep in my own bed without somebody hogging it.
I got to sleep by myself in my own bed last night.
Yeah.
Because Jeff's got this, like, weird, sick whatever that not only is he snoring, he's, like, coughing in his sleep.
Aww.
So the past two nights we've slept separately.
Aw, poor kid.
I slept on the couch Friday night, and he slept on the couch last night, because I was fucking sick as shit last night.
Mm.
I don't know what it was. I found large cup sizes at JCPenney, so you may have a fair chance there.
And I do work at the mall, so I mean, I don't... I can just go there. I just haven't. I had, like, two different people ask me for directions while I was working the other day. Well, the one person was like, hey, lady, where do you get pretzels around here? And I'm like, it's two stores that way.
Yeah, right?
Like, where are things remembered at the mall? Like, I can literally see Annie Ann's pretzels, like, right beside GNC from where I'm standing.
That's what? A weird way to ask, too. Yeah.
Hey, lady.
Like, I just kind of looked up and I'm like, oh, really? That's how you ask me? Okay. And the very first order I took an order straight through, figured out what she wanted, helped her with that, got it out of the thing, found everything on my own, filled all the paperwork out, checked her out, took her money, and then I went to engrave it. And then when I went to hand it back to her, she looks at it and goes, that's not the right date. And I'm like, ah!
Awkward.
But luckily... everything has the sticky stuff on it. Everything is a little plate that you just stick fast to. And you can just pop it off of the screwdriver and they give you an extra one. So I just made a new one and put that one on.
Nice.
And I was like, oh good, I didn't mess up that bad. Yeah. Yep. Very first order. Fucked it up.
Oh well, it was fixable.
Yeah,
it's not like you're a doctor. It doesn't matter.
Oh, exactly.
Odds are,
my job is not important.
Like, you'll fuck up an order at some point. At least you got it like out of the way right away.
Yeah.
Yep. I kind of like it there though. It's a nice little part time job.
Yeah, that's
awesome. Like a little vacation.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember having a mall job where like nobody ever showed up.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Yeah.
Except for when people did show up, because I did hair cutting, and that was so much more of a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just type things into a computer, and doop, done. Here's your pretty thing.
I worked. Enjoy. The only mall job I ever had was Bath and Body Works, and I think I worked there for 2 weeks tops. Yeah. Because apparently that's just where the catty bitches work.
Oh, absolutely.
And I was just like, I don't fit in here.
Yeah, I remember that. Go. I came in and you were like, you can't just come in and talk to me. I have to look like I'm selling you something. So like,
oh, yeah, because you so came while, in. Yeah, I remember
So while we were talking, you're like just putting things in my face and having me smell them. So we're like pretending to talk about that.
Nice. That's awesome.
And I'm just like,
I was not a good salesperson. I am not a good salesperson.
No, you are not.
I am not. I don't know what it is about myself, but I cannot, like, if it's a job where I have to go in the very front and be like, you want to smell our new scents of lotions? I'm just awkwardly, and if, like, I feel like I have to, I'll just shove it in your face. Like,
smell this.
Yes. I'm just
it's
not.
It's good.
I'm not persuasive. I'm an asshole.
Smells like candy.
No, I feel I can't have jobs where I have to, like, sell things. Like,
it makes me really uncomfortable. Aggressive selling.
Yeah.
I'm okay with being behind a cash register.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, shit.
I have no problem with it.
Or somebody's like, I can't decide between these two things. And it's just like, I can help you with that.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm good at situations. Be like, you need this. I'm just going to put it in your basket.
Yep.
Like that shit.
I'm not. And actually, Things Remember doesn't want you to be aggressive, which is really good.
Because that shit doesn't actually work.
Yeah, because
people might buy shit right away, but they'll return it later.
Yeah, nobody likes aggressive salespeople.
No.
And they like that.
Oh, God.
They understand that, which is really nice.
I was at Kohl's, and the woman behind the counter was, like, really trying to sell me on a Kohl's card, you know, checking out. She's like, okay, you know, this is your total, and, you know, will this be on a Kohl's account today? And I was like, no. She's like, well, do you have a Kohl's card? I was like, no. Would you like one? No, thank you. She's like, they have a lot of benefits. I have a lot of debt. She's like, okay, here's your receipt. Fill out this survey. Have a nice day.
Well, yeah, because at places like that, you are judged solely on how many cards you sell.
Oh, I know. I worked at Target. Red card conversions were a thing.
Like, you're fucking judged on that, and, like, how many people, buy that stupid card? Like, why does every place have to have a card?
Yeah.
Why can't you just...
It would be different if it was just one or two.
Yeah.
Because they can charge you their very own exorbitant interest rates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
That's exactly what it is. Our Target card, I think our interest rate on it is, like, around 30%. But they sucker you into a card saying that you save 5% every time you shop. Yeah, I think it's like 27%.
So you pay that off immediately?
Well, we were. Now it's kind of a $3,000 card that's a bit maxed out. I don't want to hear it.
It's
shut up. I'm done. I'm leaving.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.